Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
My name is Sandro Lani. I'm the president and founder of CSMC, stands for Charter School Management Corporation. And I started the company kind of by accident. I was a founding parent of a charter school in 1997, also known as the before time. And I served as the board treasurer. I didn't know anything about charter schools or charter school finance or business or any of those things. And what was a labor of love for me and a volunteer thing became a business quite by accident, because a lot of people came to me for help and I had a different full-time job. And then I started this company just to try and help people run charter schools. And now we work with about 150 charter schools all across the United States. And it's something I love doing, and it happened completely by accident, but I literally, you know, kind of did something I was passionate about, and it turned into a different kind of career for me.
Very cool. Can you talk about like the trajectory, like what inspired you to start and go down this path? Because you weren't always in charter school.
Where right. Did you, right. Yeah. You know, so I had a bachelor's degree of in forensics. Actually, I was recruited by the FBI in college because I'm an Italian native speaker. And I think they had specific plans for me related to maybe a group of people in the United States who speak Italian, who maybe sometimes commit crimes. And I decided, in fact, not to go down that route because I was just newly married out of college and I was very young, had my first child. And so I got a job for a defense contractor and then ended up working in manufacturing and power systems and all that stuff. Totally unrelated world. I ended up getting my MBA and my law degree at night while I was working and raising a family. And then a dentist friend of mine, he was literally filling a cavity, and we had both of our kids in the same school. And he said, we should start a charter school. And I said, I don't even know what a charter school is. And he explained it to me. I said, I mean, I'd be happy to help you. And then we found an education program that we liked. We wrote the charter petition. We went through all the political stuff that has to be done to get it approved. And then I was the treasurer of that charter school and started helping other people. And then a lot of people said, you know, can you do this for us and charge us for it? And then I basically changed careers.
Can you talk a little bit, and there were some kids that asked about this, but I was curious about this as well. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about some of the challenges when you're creating? Because it's a charter school movement, and obviously the work with Fern Zulueta and Academica, it's massive and international and global, and it's such a revolution. What were some of the challenges that you faced when doing this in California?
So in California, California was an early adopter of charter schools, and it was... for lack of a better word, at the beginning, it was the wild, wild west. It was lightly regulated. And within a couple years of me starting this company, I was considered an expert. And a lot of you have probably heard the term imposter syndrome. I felt like I had big time imposter syndrome. I was brought up to be the expert, and I was really faking it till I made it to some degree. I was learning just like everybody else as I was starting. So that was a challenge. And then in general, there's always been a political challenge with charter schools, because there is a essentially there's an education infrastructure and an old school way of doing education, especially in the United States. And that group of people are more concerned about keeping that establishment solid, and they don't like it when something different comes along and potentially threatens them. So that's always has been a challenge. It probably will be for a long time to come. But in the end, I really liked what I was doing, because I saw firsthand that when we support charter schools and help them be successful, it impacts kids' lives. And that makes a huge, it makes a huge impact on society in general and those kids' lives.
Absolutely. And as a parent of a charter school student, and you know, I've definitely seen both sides of the fences as a teacher who came from public schools to charter. It's night and day. I'm kind of curious about this. Your background in forensics, was there any overlap instead of some of the stuff that you learned in school to what you're doing in charters?
I mean, there's a data analysis component of obviously of forensics and doing charter school business, finance, compliance, accounting has a data analysis component. I'm not an accountant. I just have many of them that work for me, and that and I've learned. I know enough accounting now just to be dangerous, but it de it definitely helped me be very analytical in terms of when I was looking at information, not to get emotional about it, but just to look at data, see where it was leading me, and then make choices based on that.
Yeah, so white and black, not a lot of gray. It is, yeah. So one of the kids in Spain, they emailed me and they wanted to know how can organizations like CSMC, how do they support the charters like specifically?
So what we do is we allow the schools to focus on the educational program. So we don't do a lot in terms of the actual education and curriculum. What we do is all the kind of the boring business and finance stuff. A school is, of course, there to educate kids, but a school, especially a charter school, for lack of a better word, is a business, and it has to bring in money, which is paid usually by the state or the government based on the number of kids they have. And then it has to pay teacher salaries. It has to pay rent. It has to keep the lights on. It has to, provide textbooks, computers, and curriculum. And then it has to report all that financial compliance to either the federal government, the national government, or the state. And we do all of the business and operation stuff so that the school itself can focus on the educational program, because most people who run schools are focused on the kids and the educational program. And we take, the business stuff out of the way for them.
Very cool. And one of our kids wanted to know this, and I wanted to know this too. What leadership principles kind of guide you as the president of CSMC? Like what is the most important kind of traits that you possess?
Probably my biggest strength is I'm a I don't think I'm the smartest person in the room. I hire really good people, and I try and build consensus. And I am perfectly fine being told no, or you shouldn't do this. Now, sometimes I still, override these things, but I'd say 95% of the time, if my leadership team is telling me which way to go, and if it makes sense, my mind can definitely be changed. So I'm very flexible, and I also really try and value people. We have, over 100, essentially about 110 employees. Throughout the country. And I'd say we have about a 98% employee retention. And we have a lot of employees who have been with us still for 20 plus years. And that's because we treat people with value. We value what they think because they're the ones doing the work. And we try and take their input and make our business better. So I remain as flexible as possible in my leadership style.
That's amazing. And by the way, guys, we'll go with a few more student questions and we'll let them go because I know it's getting kind of late for some of our Eastern European kids. But you mentioned that the retention, and that seems to be with a lot of successful business owners that we've had as guests, they always mention employee retention. I'm gonna kind of go off a little bit on this next question. What has been the most rewarding part of your career so far, would you say?
Probably the it's funny. I have our first my number employee number three. She's about to retire, and she was with us 22 years. And it's rewarding to hear her say that she's so happy she stayed with us until she was ready to retire, and she really enjoyed her career. And and today it's not as common to have people stay in a company 10, 15, 20 years, but we have a bunch of those. And that's very rewarding to me because it feels more like we've built a CSMC family, and we're not so big that we're impersonal, but we're not so small that it's just, five or six people. So to kind of still have that atmosphere, and a lot of people choose to stay with us a long, long time, is very satisfying, as well as we have a lot of clients that have been with us from the very beginning, from the time we were started as a school and essentially created. or when they came on and chose us as a partner for them. I have some clients that are still with us after 20 years, so it's very, very satisfying. It tells me that we're doing something that has real value for people.
You guys absolutely are. And you guys are, along, like I mentioned, with Academica and Friends of Luetta and all that kind of stuff, you guys are leading that revolution of school choice here in America. And that's truly, I mean, that at the crux of the American spirit of the freedom of choice is like
Correct, 100%.
so valuable, and something I'm very passionate about. What could you speak as someone who's kind of, you've been on the forefront of this for so long, what are some of your hopes for the future of charter schools and for the role of CSMC, the role that you guys will play in that?
So for charter schools in general, I'm just a huge fan of school choice. So I've always believed that parents and kids shouldn't have to go to a particular school just because of where they live or because of their social status, rich, poor, and middle class. It shouldn't matter, right? They should be able to go to the best possible school for them, and they should have that choice as much as possible because education is so critical. It's not even subject to debate. Education and quality of education is a huge predictor of financial and emotional and life success and happiness for individuals. And I think school choice is a big part of helping people choose where they want to go, find the right fit for them, and then live their best possible lives. And then for CSMC, we want to grow and not only nationally in what we do, we're in a lot of states now, but support all types of choice, including voucher programs. It just doesn't matter. If there's a choice related activity and we can support it, we want to grow and add value there and help support those organizations.
No, as a business owner, this kind of transcends industries, this kind of question, but you're running that business. How do you guys do best practices? Because it's a long way from the company all the way down to the classroom. How do you guys ensure that you guys are best supporting those schools?
So there's things that we measure. So in terms of financial capability, all of our clients are have a financial audit at the end of each school year, and that's by an external agency that has nothing to do with us. And that's kind of our report card. And it says, how have we done? How has a school done in terms of not only financial performance, but internal controls, how it manages its business operations. And our goal every year is to get, for lack of a better word, 5 stars in everything that we do. And we generally do that. And so that's a huge thing. So for us, quality of service is big. And another thing is customer service is really big. So our schools have a lot to deal with students and parents and their needs, teachers. And the last thing they need is us to ever get in the way. We need to make things as easy as possible for them so they can service their stakeholders, especially the kids. So, customer service, being available all times of the day, being there when they have an emergency or anything comes up, going the extra mile is a huge part of what we do. It's ingrained from every employee all the way, from me all the way down to, a data entry person. Cl client service is absolutely paramount.
Man, that is great. I love that quote. Client service is absolutely paramount. It's getting kind of late for our Eastern European kids. So I usually ask this with all of our guests. So Sandro, is there any advice that you could give to these kids as they go on and figure out what they want to do, whether it's going into charter school or whether it's something completely different, someone as accomplished as yourself, what kind of advice would you have for them?
So there's a lot of people that tell you, oh, just follow your passion and everything will work out. And then there's other people that tell you, oh, just try and do what you're good at and focus on that. I think it's a combination of both. There's sometimes I would never in a million years thought I'd be in the charter school space. I didn't even know what it was until right before I get into it. So you never know. Life will give every one of you distinct opportunities, and you have to be open to them. So even if you don't think you would like to do this, you should at least investigate almost anything because anything could happen. And then you'll find your particular strengths and skill sets in almost any industry, in almost any type of business or almost any kind of vocation. You just have to be open to it. And every job you take, everything you start, you learn something from, right? I mean, in this company that I've had for 25 years, I made so many mistakes, but they're all super valuable in teaching me how to, be better and better. The mistakes are what actually makes you better. The successes don't actually help you that much because they're just easy. The successes happen because of the mistakes that you made, and you have to be open to making them.
That is amazing advice, invaluable advice, and we can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your day to
Oh, it's my
spend
pleasure.
with us. So before I let you go, before I end the meeting for all and shut it down, traditionally I allow everyone to unmute. And can we all say thank you to Sandro Lani for taking time out of his day to talk to us about his work at CSMC? Thank you
Thank
so much.
you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you
you so
guys. I
much.
appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank
You
you.
guys
Bye.
go to sleep and make good
Thank you.
choices, okay?
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.